Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Hei, Mishnah Yud Gimel, 5:13. We continue to explain the verses one recites during the Vidui HaMa'aseres. This will now explain the third and final of those three psukim. I'll read to you in full first. The pasuk says, Hashkifa mimon kodshecha min hashamayim. Look out from your holy abode, from the heavens. Uvarech es amcha es Yisrael. Bless your nation, the people of Israel. Ve'es ha'adam asher natata lanu. And the land that you gave to us, kasher nishbata lavoseinu, as you promised to our forefathers, eretz zavas chalav udvash, a land flowing with milk and honey. So the Mishnah says inside here, Yud Gimel, we start with the first part, hashkif mon kachacha min hashamayim, look out from your holy abode from the heavens. So the Mishnah says, and this is what Rashi brings in the pasuk, asinu masha gazarta aleinu, we have done what you commanded of us. Af ata aseh ma shehivtachtanu. So now you, Hashem, please do what you assured us you would do. That's a reference to the pasuk, the psukim of Bechukosai Seleichu, if you go in my statutes, etc. So therefore now we say, Hashkif mon kachacha min hashamayim uvarach es amcha es Yisrael. So we say, look out from the... It's repetitive. The Mishnah itself is repetitive. Re-quoting the Pasuk. Look out from your holy abode, from the heavens. Uvarech es amcha es Yisrael. Bless your nation, the people of Israel. So we're going to have... That's the first part. The people should be blessed. And therefore we say, the Mishnah says, Bivanim uvanos, with children, boys and girls. And the second component of the bracha to the nation is not of the people, but rather ves ha'adama asher nesata lanu, and also the land that you gave us should be blessed also. So how is that blessed? Betal umatar, with dew and rain, ubevlados behema, and also with livestock, literally offspring of the animals. Again, the animals are considered gedulei karka. They're considered to be, you know, they grow from the ground, so to speak, because they draw nourishment from the ground when they graze. So they're also included in the promise that's given in the psukim in Bechukosai Seleichu. The pasuk continues, and the Mishnah quotes it: Ka'asher nishbata la'avoseinu eretz zavas chalav udvash, as you promised to our fathers. That's the promise of the land, and eretz zavas chalav udvash, a land flowing with milk and honey. To give taste to the fruit. In general, the two components of the Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash means a land flowing with milk and honey. The two components, Chalav and Dvash, the Chalav part, the milk, referring to the nourishing and nutritional component, that the produce should be healthful for us, and Dvash, honey, the sweetness, that the produce also taste good. It should be tasty produce, as Eretz Yisrael's produce certainly is, and that's the mission here. It says kadei shetiten tam baperos, that the fruit itself should taste good. Anyone who's eaten a banana or a tomato in Eretz Yisrael and compared it to the taste of a banana or a tomato in the United States certainly knows that the peros of Eretz Yisrael are blessed with fantastic taste.